All right, I guess we'll get started.
Yep.
There you go. All right, we'll call to order the September 10th, 2013 Thoroughbred Breeding and Development Fund meeting. Here present, myself, Daryl Albertine, Chair, Ed Kelly, Jeff Canizzo, Joel McMahon, Senator Nolan, Dr. Wilmot, and John Graziano. So we'll call the meeting to order. One of the things I wanted to do first is just with the idea of kind of expediting and moving the meeting along was just to move items 5 and 6 into executive session. Without objection, we can just move that on the agenda. So with that, we'll go to item 2 on the agenda, and that's the approval of the minutes from July 16th. I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded on the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item on the is the approval of the May Line 400 NIRA revenue and June and July year-to-date fiscals. Tracy, if you want to bring us up to speed on that.
Sure. At the last meeting in July, you all approved the financials for May with the exception of Line 400, which had to do with NIRA handle revenue. So the top sheet that you all have in your notes, it's called New York State Thoroughbred Breeding and Development Fund comparison of May 2013 to May 2012 year-to-date operating results. There's an explanation there as to how and what the decline in NIRA revenue is attributable to, fewer racing days, as well as a chart there that tells you, it shows you when the proration began, and then Christine Frucci of Frucci Consulting further broke down where the declines were. In this case, up to May, we were a decline in NIRA handle revenue of 22.54%. The majority of that is actually due to a reduction in handle, meaning a decline in wagering. And of course, some of that is because of fewer racing days. And then part of it is due to proration. And the chart shows you that 16.18% is falling to a handle decline, and 6.36% of the 22.5% is due to proration. So, does somebody want to make a motion?
Well, first of all, is there any more discussion on this? Any more clarification needed?
I raised the issue at the last meeting because I thought it was significant that, as Tracy just pointed out, 16% of it is from handle loss. That handle loss was caused by 10 days fewer racing days through that period. So it's not as bleak as you might say, and it certainly wasn't all because of the proration schedule which started. That was the only point that I was trying to make, and that was, you know, I think it was made at the last meeting. But if you need a motion to amend or approve, I think is what you call it, line 400. I'll make that motion.
Okay. We've got a motion to amend line 400. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. The next is an update.
No, I still, we have still have to do June and July.
Oh,
sorry
right.
About that.
Sorry.
We have a comparison of the operating results. This page is an explainer for the fund June 13 year-to-date actual comparison, meaning we're comparing to 2012. Operating revenue at the end of June.
Excuse me, Tracy, did you have that?
I'm sorry, say it again, Ed.
Which page?
It's marked, you'll need both sheets. The one that says June year-to-date actual on top, and then one that's got a chart like this. It says operating results on the left hand, and it's also referring to comparison of June 2013 to June 2012 year to date. Okay?
You're going to go through June and July?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of, we'll go through June and July, and then you can, unless somebody wants to interrupt after June and ask questions about June. Operating results are that revenue, operating revenue is more than $1 million higher than last year due to higher VLT revenue. Breakdown is Resorts World is $1.5 million higher, Finger Lakes just $14,000 higher. Plus this year we're including registry and advertising fees that amounted to $37,000 at the end of June. And this is offset by lower handle and breakage, nearly $500,000 lower in handle collectively, and $17,000 less in breakage. Of the $496,000 decline in handle, NIRA constituted $365,000 of that decline from the below comparison of 2013 to 2012. It's shown that 74% of that $365,000 decline is attributable to handle revenue and 26% to the proration that was adopted in May of 2012. Expenses are higher in 2013 by $1 million, and that's primarily due to the fact that we had higher award expense of $931,000. Breeder, stallion, and owner awards are up $470,000 for breeder, $184,000 stallion, and higher for owner awards of $277,000. Now, that 61% increase in owner awards is attributed to more New York breds running in open company races at Belmont and Aqueduct. Through June of 2013, races at Belmont caused awards to double from $135,000 to $270,000. That's a 100% increase, and that's primarily in the categories broken down by race class of allowance optional claimer, starter optional claimer, and stakes races. Similarly, though, to a lesser extent, the races at Aqueduct generated an increase in awards from $192,000 to $282,000, or a 47% increase in owner awards at the Aqueduct meet this year. And these were also primarily in the categories of allowance optional claimer, starter optional claimer, and stakes races. Excluding items which are not comparable year to year, which are rent and registry fees, the increase in promotional expenses at the end of June was $14,000, offset by a decrease in administrative expenses of $9,000 for a net overall increase of $5,000. The financial position, the profit and loss page. Total checking and savings line there. The $4.5 million balance is 23% higher than last year. I'll look for on page 6, look under assets. You see checking and savings, total checking savings $4,468,706. And then over on the right-hand side, you'll see the percent change year-to-date, 23%. So that $4.5 million balance is 23% higher than last year. Through June of 2013, $6.1 million in awards have been paid versus $7.2 million through June of 2012. We have to pay attention to the fact that in 2012, that included an April supplemental payment of $1.2 million, and that was from 2011 income, whereas the 2012 loss resulted in no supplemental payment being given out and a reduction in the holdback. We paid out 81% of the holdback last year instead of 100%. Accounts receivable, it's at the bottom of page 6. The balance there, $1,576,000. is $159,000 higher than it was last year, an 11% increase. Awards payable, the $2.8 million balance is $681,000 higher, reflecting the increase in the amount of third period awards in 2013 versus 2012. And the difference is $2.8 million in 2013 versus $2.2 million in 2012. The chart below should be labeled on top. It says awards payable, that chart. The first column is 2013, the second column is 2012, and the final column shows the difference. And you'll see a similar trend when we move on to July. Did you have a question now, John, or do you want to hold it?
No.
Okay, now we're talking a comparison of July 2013 to July 2012 year to date. Looking at operating revenue, our operating revenue is $1.288 million higher than last year due to higher VLT revenue. Again, Resorts World, the increase by this point is $1.788 million. Finger Lakes, the increase, $11,000. Plus the inclusion of registry and advertising fees of $46,000. That's offset by lower handle and breakage of $539,000 for handle, breakage $19,000 respectively. Of that $539,000 decline in handle, NIRA constituted $385,000. From the below comparison of 2013 to 2012, it's shown that 75% of the $385,000 decline is attributable to handle revenue and 25% to the proration adopted in May of 2012. So it's very similar to what you saw in the previous month. Expenses are higher in 2013 by $1.5 million, and that is primarily attributable to higher award expense of $1.374 million. At this point, the Breeders' Stallion and Owner Awards are up $744,000, $265,000, and $365,000 respectively. There's a chart of that on page 4, at the bottom of page 4. You see awards, 501 Breeder Awards, 502 Stallion Awards, 503 Owner Awards. And here, this paragraph that follows is exactly the same as it was at the end of June, and that is because we haven't broken out July, because we don't do awards in July until we get July and August. So this paragraph reads exactly the same as the one describing June, about the 65% increase in owner awards being attributed to more New York Reds being run in open company races at Belmont and Aqueduct. There are changes in the next line. We're excluding items which were not comparable year-to-year, rent and registry fees. The increase in promotional expenses of $15,000 is more than offset by a decrease in administrative expenses of $19,000 for a net overall decrease at this point, the end of July, of $4,000. Then we'll look at the balance sheet, which begins on page 6. Looking at assets, coming down to total checking and savings, the line under July 31st, 13 is $2,405,938.34, or $2.4 million balance. And that balance is $1.7 million, or 42% lower than last year. Through July of 2013, $8.9 million in Breeder Awards have been paid out versus $7.2 million through July of 2012. Note again that that 2012 included the April supplemental payment of $1.2 million, whereas the 2012 loss resulted in no supplemental payment and a reduction in the payout such that we paid out only 81% of the holdback. Accounts receivable, that's at the bottom of page 6. You'll see total accounts receivable. Third line up from the bottom, or second line up from the bottom, $1,549,105.72. That $1.5 million balance is comparable to last year. If you look over to the third column, it's only higher by $19,000, 1.25% higher. Awards payable. The $1.4 million balance is for that line, you want to move over to page 7 of 8. Near the bottom above, it says total accounts payable. You see that figure there, $1,438,960.31. Excuse me. That $1.4 million balance is $1.7 million lower than last year, primarily reflecting the timing of the third period award payout. We paid that out in July of this year, whereas in 2012 we paid that out in August. And you can see below the liability balances and also on page 7. Your copies say page 3, but it's actually page 7. Look at the total accounts payable line on page 7. So that's primarily because we got the third period payment out so much more quickly this year than we did last year. Christine Frugi had hoped to be here to help with the presentation of financials, but she had a family emergency.
And didn't I read there how many checks went out? 7.
We just sent out 701 checks in September. That is not reflected here yet. We haven't done the bank reconciliations for August yet, but we were able to pay the awards out. That was the quickest turnaround ever. We had a holiday on Monday and got the checks in the mail on Thursday, the award checks. They should have reached the Finger Lakes by now, Dennis.
Yes, they did.
All right. Does anybody have any questions or concerns with what you've seen thus far?
I guess probably the only, we don't have the numbers from the summertime, from August yet. And hopefully August was the reports in the media anyway were that the hand was substantial and didn't lose any ground, so hopefully we'll make up some ground there. I don't know if anybody has information about that now, but we'll see it next month, whenever.
I thought a red handle was down.
Well, they're
very slightly, like
very
1%.
Slightly on track, but
yeah.
Not
1/10
of 1%
or something.
Yeah.
Like this.
Very small.
So we should be all right there.
So can I have a motion to accept the revenue and financials?
I'll make it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, the next item on the agenda was an update on the award system. Can you give us a brief update on the system we had?
Sure. At the last meeting, it was voted to begin to get bids for doing a rewrite of our award system. And the chief procurement officer, in fact, the only procurement officer that Gaming has, is a very knowledgeable woman named Gail Thorpe. She met with me and Charlie about it and told me to leave no stone unturned basically in doing a search. So I've called breeders organizations in Pennsylvania, Maryland, California, and Louisiana. I actually think I did Florida too, but I have to check my notes. And could not find, no one had a good idea about how to do it. California said that they do their own, but it's an archaic system, and they're looking to change it. Pennsylvania does their own. It's an old system. They're looking to change it. They're looking to the Jockey Club information system for help. Louisiana is looking to start an award system similar to ours, and they got a bid of nearly $500,000.
Similar to our current system?
No, similar to just an award system that would, you know, be automatic and not have somebody sitting there doing them by hand. And their bid they got, I believe, was $450,000. So I'm going to meet with Gail. She got called off on a project. I'm going to meet with her tomorrow, and hopefully we'll launch that ship so that we can move forward with the rewrite. She'll tell us how to do it so that we're absolutely by the book.
Anybody have any questions or concerns on that? I mean, it would seem to me it's going to be a pretty big undertaking once we get started down this road. So I want to make sure that we do all we can to get off on the right foot.
Hopefully, we'll get it really underway, and then at least by our last meeting of the year in November or December, we'll have a very good picture of where we stand, and hopefully have some bids in. Either bids in, or the procurement policy of the fund actually says that if the fund board believes only one entity can perform the task, that they can use that entity. But we want to make sure. I want to make sure by having Gail Thorpe work with me that I've done all the kinds of proof that might be required. Make sure that we have indeed done all we need to do in that process.
Okay. So if there are no questions, we'll move to the next item on the agenda. Jeff, mm-hmm. It's a promotional spending proposal.
Yep. We should have a... two-page packet here. No logo on it. So as everyone knows, NYTB has played a partner role with the fund for multiple decades now in performing promotional activities. Under the mission of the fund, which is to promote breeding here in the state of New York in agriculture. So in doing that, each year, obviously, Tracy and I come to the table and figure out what the plan is for the following year so we could get rolling into what needs to happen in terms of different contracts that we have, different vendors we utilize, and all parts of spending and actually working in line with the fund budget itself. So we've spent the last few weeks putting this together for me to present to you. And I have also provided this in advance to the audit committee, Tracy, obviously, and the commissioner's office. But if you flip over to first page of this, it gives you kind of the outline of what the total promotional budget of the fund is and how we see it divided. Amongst the fund's actual promotions, NYTB's promotions, and then money that's utilized in the red there out of the fund for salary support and all of the administrative promotional functions of the fund to pay for the office. So that's the 100% split if you look at the pie. So go to the next page and break this down further for us. The promo budget is roughly $1,061,000. Of that budget, 62% of it, we're proposing that the fund retains, which is roughly $661,000, to do the variety of tasks that the fund has been performing in terms of online, in terms of advertising, radio media, in terms of stallion cooperative advertising that they do with farms here in the state, promoting the Big Apple Triple, and a host of other variety of advertising that falls under the umbrella that Tracy's been working with, in addition to paying for all of the benefits and salaries that come out of promo as well. And then the NYTB end of this, we were looking at a $400,000 line item, which is included in the budget that you'll see shortly here at some point during the meeting, that includes a host of activities that we've been involved with that I'll take you through in detail. But in addition to, there's several new line items that we're looking to get involved in here in the state. Primarily, we've had a promotional website, as you know, that is an industry really standard for breeding organizations and racing that we invest significantly in every year and have dedicated full-time writers and staff, along with purchasing key data from the Jockey Club that I'm sure everyone's familiar with, and in terms of race replays and whatnot. And I'll get into a little bit further detail of that so we continue forward. But our Stallion Directory, the monthly magazine, which I distributed, actually just came out for September. That's our national issue of the New York Breeder that certain months gets distributed up to about 23,000 people, which is probably one of the biggest tools that we've ever had for New York Breeding. We're involved with a variety of events that I think everyone is very well familiar with at this point. Our Champions event in the spring, the new showcase day that occurred on Big Apple Triple Day in early summer, our summer sales event, our fall showcase day in October, and then our winter pre-breeding season event in December. All very, very large events that have significantly grown over the years, as everyone who's been a part of the industry can certainly attest to. They've been upgraded by many means from where the industry was a handful of years ago. All of those pieces I'm really looking to advance further, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. And then we have some new proposed additions to our activities we've been involved with, I think, that are very important. And then I'll talk about further in detail. But one of the industry's issues right now is lack of new ownership. And there is essentially a task force, of pseudo task force of sorts, that's being put together that includes NYTB, NYRA, the Horsemen's Association, and some of the local communities between Saratoga and Downstate, at putting together a full-blown new owners program that will go after trying to get people to invest in thoroughbred breeding and owning in the state of New York. So we're looking to invest some money into doing that in terms of having seminars and bringing people outside of the industry into seeing some of the light of what we do. The other part that's involved with that is this Take Two Second Career program that I know you've heard about in the past. It's a program that was set up 2 years ago with the Horsemen's Association, in joint with the Horsemen's Association, to create a demand for thoroughbreds who have retired from racing that can be utilized in show hunting and jumping. And it's completely taken off across the country. It exists now in, I believe, it's 12 different states, and it started here in New York, so we want to continue to invest in it. Some other things are promotional materials and flyers. I think that we haven't updated a lot of things that have changed in the program that we're going to need to be updated in our materials, and we should be doing so. NYTB also wants to get back involved with some of the print and media advertising, so we've put a new line item in budget for that. And then we also are involved with social media, and which is obviously the next generation of people and of advertising and promoting. And we currently we've dabbled in social media, and we have a strong presence that I'll show you, but I'd like to have something done full-time for someone to be involved with that as well. So quickly, I want to take you through a few more details here, and I'll be fairly quick because I don't want to take up too much time. But our website, which is a promotional tool for online, we've to date published over 1,000 articles written in-house covering New York breeding and racing. There's been over 3,000 different entries and results that we buy from the Jockey Club on a daily basis, and we provide for free to all of the breeders across the state, so they know every day when horses they've bred or mentored, where they're racing, all of their stats and data that goes along with it. It's the most visited pages on our website. Same goes for it. We do it nationally, so results all over the country in every single state. We do that within New York State, too, just the actual winners at New York Tracks. We have winners' photos along with all of a list of data that goes along with the horses that went here in the state in terms of the breeder, owner, jockey, the race replays involved with them, the race charts, everything relevant to New York breeding and racing, we have. And it's become a significant tool to promote the industry here. And all of that occurs online at this website that we've invested in. That next page is what I briefly mentioned about social media. We began this effort with Twitter, and we have over 1,000 followers, believe it or not. We've done over 1,200 tweets that are attracting people to breeding here in the state. I'd like to expand on that. Obviously, it's an important form of media that the next generation of people are involved with. We do a weekly electronic newsletter that is grown from, I've mentioned this before, but I think it's an important stat. When we started this, we roughly had 80 emails. Today, we have over 5,000. And all of that is done via people making their own decision to follow us. So people have become interested in what we're providing in terms of communication and materials. And that newsletter really is used on, it's done every Friday. It's used on a weekly basis to keep people informed with the program we have here in the state. And it's a significant effort, obviously, to put it together. The next page are our large publications that I believe you're familiar with, our Stallion Register that's done every December. That includes all the New York Stallions here. This book is distributed beyond the Mid-Atlantic region, so it goes on out far further reaching than just New York State. We've invested significantly to get this comparable to what the Blood Horses Stallion book is for the National Stallion List. And this contains all the same data that you would see in the Blood Horse in addition to being done online. And this is a key feature that I'm looking to further invest in, is that people today utilize a lot of data online for the stallion business. And what we're doing is providing breeders with all of this material on the New York NYTB website to find more about stallions here in the state. So it's grown, it's become significant. We're using state-of-the-art technology to do so. The New York Breeder Magazine is what you have in front of you. That magazine used to be printed in black and white on regular loose leaf paper and distributed sometimes every other month. And today it's turned into what you have in front of you. It's distributed on select months to 23,000 people across the country. It's written specifically for the New York Breeding Program. And I believe it's probably the largest promotional tool that we have here in the state in terms of sending the messages that we want to send to breeders and really getting people informed with the breeding program. Again, that's something that I'd like to actually see expanded and growing that distribution to occur on a regular basis to that many people. Next page, in detail, are the events that I briefly talked about, our divisional awards events that's been at Saratoga National every spring. We've gotten to the point where we're selling that event out that we might need to actually move it at some point. But it's a popular event. It's the marquee event that we hold. The summer sales event that I believe everyone is familiar with as well that occurs during the New York Bred Preferred Sale at Fasig Tipton, that's grown to being an all-night event now, which we occurred and had happened this year. We're looking to do more there as well. There's an additional showcase day, as I mentioned, in the spring that we're holding an event at. We'll be holding again this fall. We look to do the same next year and expanding the promotions around those days. Our winter holiday event, again, is a precursor to the breeding season. And then we have a promotional booth that we utilize at Saratoga at the track to really distribute a lot of this material that we're talking about. And it's something that we've invested in more every year as we've gone by, as the Saratoga meet has been more important to us, the New York program. The next page is those two new things I was talking about, the new owners program and the Take Two program. And this new owners program is probably one of the more important things we can be involved with in terms of generating more of an interest for people to own New York Red Horses. And for the breeders' interest, breeders make a living by selling their horses. And if there is no market for them to sell their horses, all of this industry would completely collapse. So this is one of the more important things for the industry to be involved with here in New York. And what we're setting up to do is to really establish a true new owners program where we can target certain audiences like the Wall Street goer or people of such, wherever we're looking to target, and really provide a full-on event on a regular basis, multiple times a year, where we're bringing in people and teaching them and educating them on the industry and why they would want to be an owner of a New York Red. The Take Two is the retirement program I mentioned previously that's significantly growing. We distributed money to horse shows at Skidmore College and at Saugerties, which are both AA rated horse show events. They're the high end of the horse show world. And it's taken off. I've seen this firsthand. The demand for owning a thoroughbred after it's done racing is starting to change because of programs like this. So it's an important thing to help promote our New York Red Horses. The last page is the print in media and advertising. We want to reestablish NYTV's involvement with this. And have the spend across industry publications, in addition to local media markets like the Times Union and such, in addition to brochures and materials that are reflective of where the program is today. So that's my long-winded spiel at what we're looking to do with the fund for next year's promotional activities. And I'll entertain any questions or thoughts behind them.
I just had one curious more than anything else. What kind of activity on the website do you have? Do you monitor?
Yes, we do. We do. We have 6,000 unique visitors a month. So there's 6,000 people on a monthly basis that are regular visitors of the site that are following our data and attracted to what we're providing for them.
Any idea? I know it's difficult to track, but who is watching? People from in-state, out-of-state?
All over the world, actually, believe it or not. I can, at the next meeting, I'll provide some stats on that. But it's over 130,000 page views a month with 6,000 unique visitors, which is, it's surprising because if you were to compare that with, like the Blood Horse, for example, we're a strong little market for a niche little industry here in the state of New York. That's a lot of people on a daily basis that we're getting following New York breeding. So what I'll do is at the next board meeting maybe do some comparables of what we're doing versus the Blood Horse, for example, or just maybe even some outside industries because it's significant. It's significant enough to be noticed and accredited to.
Anybody else?
I have one question. Are you noticing an increase month to month in the numbers? Are you able to track that?
In terms of people interested in?
In terms of hits.
Yeah.
On a month to month basis.
Yeah, and it's seasonal too, I've noticed, where during the breeding season, a lot of people are invested in following. During the summer racing season, the same. You know, in the fall, when things aren't as busy at certain times, they drop off. But I do have an interesting stat that might relate to that too, is that over the course of the 6-week Saratoga meet, NYTB, and this is more specific to NYTB, but it relates to the industry, NYTB got over 100 brand new members to our association in a 6-week period. We, on a year-to-year basis, I don't get that many people over the last 5 years. So things are happening that are getting people interested in breeding in the state again, obviously. And as you see on the cover of that magazine, a lot of it is driven from the sale and what's happened here to the breeding program. But there is new interest, certainly, in the program.
Question, Jeff. Do we have a date for the stallion auction yet?
No. We just started planning that out. And what I do is we do an online stallion season auction for breeders in the winter every year. And how we plan it is other states are all doing it, as I'm sure you're aware, and none of us want to do the same weeks because it conflicts with each other's interests. So we get together and kind of plan out what weeks we're going to take. We just started looking at that. It'll be either the end of January or probably the end of last week of January, I'm guessing.
Do we have a date yet for the holiday party and where?
That's being finalized too. We'll probably look at the same place, the Bachelor Mansion there in Saratoga. Everyone seems to really enjoy it.
It's a nice place.
It's a really nice place. Yeah. And it's an environment where one thing we've learned with our events is that we've found that people would rather be in a closed more environment where you can actually mingle and gather and talk about things versus sit down environment.
Whereas you actually have to mingle.
That's right. That's right. And the last few years, and it's kind of crazy to say it, but that's the feedback I've gotten anyway. So we'll probably look at a place similar to that if we don't go back there.
Do we have dates yet for instance, the New York Bred sale next summer? And also showcase days for next year?
Neither, because NYRA sets the showcase date, and they haven't set their racing schedule yet for next year.
As far as the first New York Bred showcase day, they'll probably still use the first Saturday
before
Belmont.
Yeah. I'm assuming what day that falls on, they haven't set, but they're going to follow the same schedule that they have. And then for the sale, I think the same will hold true with Fasig Tipton, that their open sale is going to be on the Monday, the first full week of August on Monday and Tuesday, and the New York Bred sale will be that following weekend. Okay. But the dates have not been set. Right. Thank you.
When you break that out, can you break out the interest, the new interest of people? The new people that are interested in the New York Bred sale.
In terms of what we see online?
Yeah, how many new people out there that are interested? Yes. And whether they are in-house New York people?
I can tell you where they're from, yes. But I can't tell you where their background is, no. The stats that are provided in terms of the websites are based, they're called analytics. They're based on what state the person is in. I actually might even be able to bring it down to the county level. Where they're from, what type of device they're using, whether it's their phone, an iPad, or they're in an office. How long they're on the site, what they viewed on the site, and things like that. So what they're doing physically there, I can tell you. But what perked their interest, not necessarily. However, based on the pages they're viewing and what their activity is, I can come up with some theories to what their involvement is and whatnot.
Jeff, so just for everybody's purpose, I just want to be clear. The proposal you're making is for $400,000, which is, I think this year was $215,000.
Right.
So it's a substantial increase by about $185,000. And I just want to just sort of explore with you what, I know it's sort of spelled out a little bit, in your pamphlet here, which is very well done. But what additional responsibilities is MIT taking on that it's not currently doing? Because, we need to make sure that
we explore that. Well, a few things. One, this, again, was decided to sit down with Tracy and audit committee. But two, there's $100,000 in new promotional activity right on the third page of this. All right? So all of those things, we are not obligated to do. We're not doing currently. In addition to that, I'm investing more into our events because, number one, we have an additional showcase day that's new that we've never had before. The awards event itself is grown, and we're going to continue to grow, so we're planning on using outside event planning services for that to improve the event itself. So there's more money within the event arena of this. The third high-level item is the magazine. So every time I distribute that magazine nationally, it's an additional $10,000 every month that I do so. I'm planning on doing it four more months nationally. That's $40,000 alone there. And then in online as well, there's a few thousand dollars that is included that is going to be improvements to the website itself too. So if you added all those up, that's the dollar difference of where we're spending and whatnot. And if you need it in further detail than what I did,
I just want to be clear, because I mean, you know, we've been criticized before, or maybe not criticized might be too strong, but we just need to understand that there's oversight, and we have to make sure that if we're paying NYTB more money, we have to make sure that the deliverable is there and that it's being monitored by this board. That's the most
important. Has that ever not happened? Because I'm not aware of. Has there been an issue with that?
There was some time ago. It's been better. It's mm-hmm. been certainly better. But this is a pretty significant increase. I don't know if we've ever had this much of an increase.
And the promotional budget is increased right alongside of it, too. So you got to remember that the fund's promo budget was half of what it was literally 4 or 5 years ago. So this growth goes right alongside of where the fund is growing.
Well, that may be true, but just because the pie is getting bigger, we still have to make sure that the deliverable is there. That's all my point is.
And that's why I put these line items in there, is that it's a direct, you know, the reality is that this promotional plan has a line item attached to every single dollar that's going to be spent. Where, you know, and in the same time, we should also, as a fund board, should have the same thing out of the, if you look at this second side of this blue piece as well. So that way, we have a full understanding of the entire promo plan for the fund. But there's a line item attached to every single dollar.
Right. And I'm not objecting to anything. I just want to make sure that I'm raising the issue so that we have a full discussion.
Sure, absolutely. And there's, you know, our contract, as everyone here is well aware of, we have obligations as NYTB. I provide a quarterly accounting for every dollar that we spend, and we've been doing that for the last, I believe, 4 years, in accordance with all of the feedback that the fund has received. So there's been no issue in terms of what, from a work product perspective, of what we've done, at least that I'm aware of, and that's been brought forward to me.
Some of this increase that you're doing, some of the new activities that you're doing, is stuff that actually the fund has shed some of that responsibility in favor of New York Breeders doing it in a more efficient way or a better way. Is that fair to say?
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, we've taken some of the print advertising and moved that all strictly to the fund. Is that right? We did that last year.
Yeah.
So what my point is that, you know, that it's a better allocation of the responsibilities out there, it seems to me.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying you're giving all the print advertising to Joe?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. But I'm saying I think that we're obviously, from the growth that we're seeing in the membership, it's being well received. The promotional stuff that's going out there. I think that's one of the things that the audits in the past have always asked you about, is we want to see measurable mm-hmm. things, and that's certainly a measurable accomplishment. That's showing that your money is being well spent and it's coming back. So I think that we're, you know, I think it's a great program. I think this thing is going very well, is what I would say.
I'd like to compliment Jeff on a nice job on this brochure. Very good. It's very succinct, and you can really follow what we're doing and without having to read through 10 main pages.
Thank you.
senator's thoughts in on that. Could we have a motion to...
I have one other comment. And in the New York Breeder magazine, which Jeff has provided, talking about metrics or how we measure success in the growth of the program, I think the proof is in the pudding to a certain extent. And if you look at page 17, right in the middle of the page, it says, Fasig Tipton New York Bred Preferred Sale History. So this is another peek under the tent. And if you look at year 2012, in the middle column, the gross was $8.6 million for 138 horses sold. And in 2013, I'm starting to sound like Tracy with the numbers here. The gross was $14.2 million for 196. That's about a 40% roughly increase. That's virtually unheard of. And I'm not trying to say that's all because Jeff does a good job promoting NYTB, but I think it is a rising tide, and the program is, if that's not success, I'm not sure what is. And that translates into jobs in the agricultural sector, preserving green space. It's a real engine for upstate New York. And I would think the governor would be happy to see a number like this. And it doesn't happen by accident. So I compliment you as well on your preparation here. And back to you.
Sounded like a motion.
I'd make
Go ahead, Joe.
If you'd like, I'd make a motion that we renew the contract with NYTB for the coming year for 2014 at the $400,000 amount that's requested.
Okay. Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I sustain carrying that for the record.
Okay. The next item, you didn't have a question, did you?
No, I didn't.
Next item on the agenda is the presentation of the proposed 2014 budget.
So the audit committee, which is Jeff and John and myself, have met several times through the summer, and have gone over a lot of the information that Tracy supplied us. Tracy sat in on the last meeting we had. We put the finishing touches on things. Basically, we're the only changes that we've made. Well, I'll get into it further, but the administrative and the promotional budgets are 4% and 5%. The breeder, stallion, owner awards categories are all roughly the same as they were last year. The big change that that we're presenting in this budget is that we want to fund the enrichment money for NYRA and Finger Lakes at a much higher level. We feel that after a lot of discussion with the committee and with Tracy, we feel that we can afford it, and we feel that it would be a big help to the industry as a whole. So the increase is going to be, the increase we're proposing here is total is $3.4 million. That's not the whole interest. That's the whole amount we budgeted. So it was 1.5 last year. So we're at a $2 million increase. And that's a split 60-40 between Finger Lakes and NYRA. We put that number out there with the idea that we would negotiate with both entities, with NYRA and with Finger Lakes, about how that money would be used. And the reason we want to do that is that we feel that the fund has always pretty much let things just, we've written checks, and we feel that we would be better served if we actually had a work session with both those entities to see where that money could best be used. Well, we don't, currently under the past system, we send NYRA a check, and we don't get any, they never tell us where any of the money goes. It goes into the purse structure, but we don't really ever have an explanation. We'd like to follow that up much better and codify it in an agreement, a letter agreement or a contract. And the same thing with Finger Lakes. Finger Lakes has got some issues out there where their stakes program has been cut, and where there's been, you know, fewer people are buying their signal, fewer people are using their signal, and we feel that we'd like to direct a large amount of that money, 60% of that money, to help Finger Lakes with the help of Dave and the administration at Dave Brown I'm speaking about, and the administration at Finger Lakes to try to come to some more incentivized use of that money in purses.
Joe, one thing, I'd like to revisit an old chestnut which has been hanging around here for years and years and years with regards to Finger Lakes. And this board, over a period of time, has tried to get Finger Lakes to put in a turf course. It's a, obviously, almost every racetrack in the country now has turf courses, and turf racing has become a very popular and interesting brand of racing as opposed to the dirt races. As you notice that at NYRA, for instance, more money, generally speaking, is bet on the turf races than on the dirt races. And I think it would be a great incentive, it seems to me, for Finger Lakes to finally address it. And I've been on this board for, I don't know, 15, 18 years or so on, and we constantly, over a period of time, have talked to Finger Lakes about it, but it meets with deaf ears. I think whoever is doing our negotiating should make that a high priority. If Finger Lakes is going to get a bunch of extra money, this is something that would certainly help the racing industry in this state if they did install a turf course.
That's a point well taken. I'm sure we're all, in total agreement with that. That wasn't specifically one of the things we identified in our committee meetings, but it's certainly one we can bring up when we meet with them. And I don't know who's going to negotiate it. We would like to, between the committee, John and Jeff and myself, we had thought that we would like to set up a meeting where we would go to Finger Lakes this fall at some point and get a meeting with the administration and with Dave and with some of the horsemen in one room and talk about what their feeling is on how we could best utilize this money. So that's something that we got coming up in the very near future. Good. So but it's a significant amount of money, a very significant amount of money. So that's our main. That's the only change we have. There isn't really anything else. We've just left everything at the percentages. We can get into the specifics of the budget, as time goes on and we have the opportunity. We were very rushed this summer to get a lot of things done. But anyway, that's what we'd like to propose. And
okay,
that's our report.
All right, well done, Joe. I appreciate the work you and Jeff and John have done on the budget. At this point, I'd entertain a motion to accept. Point was just brought up, the fact that the NYRA set aside.
We feel that, and as you've said time and time again, it'll come out of the administrative budget. Okay. We didn't put it in as a line item because we didn't put any line items in. It should come out of the administrative budget when and if we have to do it. So I thought it was premature, and the board felt it was premature to put a specific number in there at all. It certainly will come up. We're not dictating about how to spend the 4%. We didn't have the information to make a decision on that, and it's not that we're ignoring it. It's in the 4%.
Okay, so that being the case,
I would enter a motion to approve.
Okay.
I second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, the next item on the budget is a personnel issue. I'd like to, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn into executive session to discuss that particular issue.
I'll second that motion.